Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jump in here and hey y'all on YouTube, y'all need to stop fighting now. All right, it's a community. We're having a good time. We got people that are threatening to block people.
There's a fight in the family.
Now. It's a fight in the family. Oh, I'm gonna call you out. 99 Reasons, Cornbread, get it together now.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Now, damn it, we love all you. And somebody get pals a damn sandwich. Okay,
we're all in the Drive family, man. Calm down.
Come on now. All right, we can disagree and think right now. Everybody be texting in all the time about y'all so sensitive. Sound like a couple of y'all asses is getting sensitive. Reel it in. Get it together. All right, agree to disagree.
What set that one off? What set it off?
I tried to go back. I don't know. I see Cornbread. I'm putting it all out there, y'all. Cornbread just keeps referring to 99 Reasons as sourpuss, and he just I mean, well, I knew it. I almost ducked in there. I see it come in, and he said, "I see old sourpuss is still going."
Hey, I played with a receiver in arena ball, and his name was Cornbread, and he was from, I believe, South Carolina, maybe, and he had that draw. And I don't know if sourpuss was the go-to, but it was damn sure one that he used. Boy, old corn, I know that ain't the same Cornbread, but it
might be. Yeah.
No, it's not. Nah, Cornbread ain't he ain't listening to H-Town Radio. He's out there in South Carolina doing his thing, I think. But
for a minute there, I thought you was gonna say he wasn't with us.
Cornbread, boy, he had that old draw. He drawed them words out, man. Big old, just real. Like real dramatic with his words. Golly, man, good old times, boy. Yeah. Old Cornbread.
Let's continue to have good times here, fellas, over there. All right, I don't mind y'all going back and forth. We could threaten to block people and stuff like that. Man.
Hell, it's better than threatening to whoop somebody's ass or kill somebody like Liam Cohen.
Well,
does.
I mean, you remember that time, Tyler? We did have people out here on here talking about trying to meet up.
Oh yeah,
I forgot that one time. Somebody said. I mean, let's meet up.
I'll see you in the parking lot.
Well, no, they said right off. I think they said right off Katy Freeway or something. They tried to meet up. They wanted to go. I said, my God, what is going on around here? Oof. Get it together, you two, please. All right. So, Clinton, I want to get your thoughts on this too, Tyler, because you had dipped out in the 5 o'clock hour to go to the fan council yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on this because – I think, Clint, you've made it very clear. You've had a little time to sleep on it. Your expectations, all right? The Texans are 1-3. You've watched all four of their games, every single play. And, yes, they have a ton of injuries. If you are not aware of them, Lamar Jackson has not practiced all week, and reports are that he is likely out for Sunday. Ronnie Stanley, their Pro Bowl left tackle, he returned to practice today, but he's got an ankle. He had to come out of the game early. Patrick Ricard, their Pro Bowl fullback, has not played in multiple games. I almost called him Justin. Nnamdi Matabike, he is out for the season. Roderick Washington, another defensive lineman, he is out for the season. Marlon Humphrey, maybe their best corner, at least their highest paid one, he is out. Roquan Smith, their best defensive player, he is out of this game, already declared. Travis Jones, another defensive lineman, missed the last couple of games. He's been practicing, but he's not 100%. Wiggins, their other corner who's been playing, Nate Wiggins, their best. He's been playing their best corner this year. He returned to practice, but he isn't 100% with an elbow issue. They got a lot of guys that are either out or are going to be hampered and not 100%. And important guys, you know, like Lamar. Is your expectation, where is your expectation at right now? Is your expectation that they win on the road in Baltimore? Is that your expectation? I don't mean hope. I don't mean anything. Like, you expected them to beat the Tennessee Titans at home, and if you didn't, and if they didn't, it ain't just like, oh, damn, we lost. No, you'd be completely disappointed and look at this team differently. What is your expectation with all the injuries with the Ravens going to this game on Sunday?
My expectation is simple. It's a must-win football game. It is a must-win football game. You are at a fork in the road as an organization, as a team. You're at a fork in the road. We understand at this point in time that you're not going to be as good and as successful as we thought. It's not going to be a surefire win a division, you know, have a chance to get beyond the second round of the playoffs. Like, it ain't going to be that easy. But we're at a fork in the road of either you get back on track or take a step towards getting back on track and being a team that can win the division, or you lose this ball game and we're staring a 4 or 5 win season in the face. That's I expect them to win this game. Absolutely. I think this is a must-win football game.
Oh, see, yes. I agree it's a must-win football game. And I've been thinking about this because I was listening because Chris Santiago was right here with you. Not just must win, but damn it, they should win, right? If they don't win, you're going to be pissed off at the post game show. You're going to be beyond disappointed on Monday.
If they don't win this game, I'm going to buckle up for a long ass season.
Yeah. Let me get you out of the way, Tyler.
I don't know if I like the way you put that.
That came up poorly.
Well, let me not waste too much time here.
Not get you off the way. I'm trying to gather my thoughts on how I feel about this. But I agree with him. It's a must win. But Tyler, do you think it is like you expect them to win? Like you expected them to beat the Titans?
I'll try to get this, you know, out of the way real quick here. But it's two-sided for me because, like, in my mind, like, logically, trying to be objective, I can't because I've seen this team too many times in recent years lose to Jacoby Brissett's and quarterbacks of that nature. So the quarterback situation alone is where I think with that. But logically, I can't do it. But with my heart and my fandom, I want to be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, they need to be leaving Baltimore with a damn win.
See, I agree it's must win.
Sorry that took a little longer than I wanted.
It texted 713-572-4610. Are you going to be pissed off if they lose this game the way you would have been pissed off if they lost to the Titans last week? I can't put it in that space. I agree with you that it's must win, and if they lose this game, you know, hey, put the straps on. When you look at the rest of their schedule, boy, if they lose this game, they're probably liable to lose to anybody but the Titans. And hell, who knows on the road with where the Titans are going to be.
I'll be there. They better freaking win.
Oh, God, you're going to be there. Oh, my God. Why did you? I forgot about that. Yes, and you sent us your flight information.
This could be the worst one, boys.
This is terrible. I think they found something, as I said earlier this week in the fourth quarter, but I don't think right now they've shown yet that they're a good football team. The Texans, for me, they haven't shown that. And it is hard for me to have the expectation of a team that's not a good football team to go on the road to the expectation that they beat a team that has a winning culture, that has Derrick Henry on it, that has, you know, a borderline Hall of Fame coach in John Harbaugh. It is hard for me to just say that I would expect and that I would feel the same way about them losing a game to the Ravens on the road, depleted they are, that I would feel about them if they'd lost last week at home to the Titans. I had pure expectations. I would have crushed them on Monday if they lost that game. I don't know that I have the expectation that this team goes on the road and beats a team like that. And I think everything you're saying is correct. They should have a heavy advantage. Hell, Vegas has them as favorites now.
Yeah, look, I think all the things you speak of in terms of a healthier franchise, a culture, a winning, chemistry, and I think to me the Texans have all that stuff. To me, the Texans are on par with from a
talking about their organization,
what D'Amico has built here. Over the last 2 years, I believe is on par with what Baltimore has had for the last 10. 10 may not be right, 8, whatever it is. I think when you talk about culture, when you talk about depth on the roster, like solid roster through and through, solid depth. You look across the board, with the exception of the quarterback and the offensive coordinator, I think things are pretty similar. And now you throw in all the injuries to Baltimore, I just think this is one you got to be able to overcome. So, I expect knowing who the Texans are right now, I expect them to be able to slow this offense enough to where between the defense – and C.J. Stroud, they can make enough plays to win this game on the road.
Text line coming through. They must win, but I can easily see them losing. They must win. I can see them losing this game. Unfortunately, I'm with Tyler. I won't get pissed if we lose, because what scares me is Baltimore doing a next man up mentality like we did last year. Instead of getting our asses kicked, we may lose a close one. Logically, we should win. Based on having some, I'm not going to read.
Well, I think the loss for me is more about the rest of the season, man. I mean, I'll tell you.
I'm with you on that.
I'll tell you again about the graphic that I saw, and it was nice that the Texans were at the top, but it was the fewest points allowed per game, the best defenses as it pertains to points allowed. The Texans were at the top. There were six teams on the graphic. The Texans were at the top. Beautiful. The next five defenses, they're all on the Texans schedule. Yeah. Right? If you can't go up and look, I don't think
Indianapolis weren't one of those five.
There you go.
They do play on the road, both of them.
There you go. and so if you can't go outscore a Cooper Rush-led offense against a defense that is giving up 30 side points a game through four games, then you have zero chance of scoring against those defenses.
Because the Texans have the clear advantage at defense and overall defense and quarterback if Cooper Rush is playing, right? And I don't know, maybe even if Lamar, if he's 75%, you take his legs away, they've got an advantage those spots. But I maybe you disagree. I think they have a coaching advantage, the Ravens, just overall staff.
I think
they have a coaaching advantage, especially, if Todd's not drunk.
Yep.
I think they have the better skilled guys.
Yep.
Overall, when you're talking about Derrick Henry and Andrews and Flowers, I think they have that. And they're at home, and they're desperate too, right? Like, they're 1-3 when they didn't think they would be 1-3. They're desperate too. I think I'm going to pick the Texans tomorrow when we do predictions. I think I am. But to have the expectation, I guess for me, fellas, I feel the same way I did about them playing the Jags. I think they should win that game. But I don't know that I have 100 – like, I have expectation that, damn it, they better not lose to them. I had that last week. I don't know if I can get there. Someone texted and said if we lose Sunday, Black Greg said, if we lose, I'm done. It's Rocket season. If we lose this game, I'm going to keep it a buck. We ass. Coming in from the text line. their inner Cam Ward. Yeah, man, I just